Radio Oldtimer Specials.
Anne Clark. Mit über 40 Jahren Bühnenerfahrung ist sie selber schon fast ein Oldtimer. Mit ihren Hits Sleeper Metropolis oder Our Darkness hat sie Musikgeschichte geschrieben. Die Grande Dame des Wave-Pop der 80er Jahre. Anne Clark spricht jetzt über ihren aktuellen Kinofilm, ihre Karriere, ihre Zukunftspläne und natürlich über ihre große Liebe, zwei Oldtimer, einen Morris Traveller von 1970 und einen Monty Austin A30 von 1954. Today we are speaking with the famous music actress Anne Clark. Hello, Anne.
Hello, wow, what an introduction.
Yes, I'm trying to be great, as you are. Anne, how are you?
Yes, I'm good. I'm very good. I just finished doing a week of promotion in Germany for this documentary film that some crazy guy wanted to make about me. So that was very nice, except I damaged my meniscus in my knee at the same time, so it was a bit difficult getting from city to city. But everything worked really brilliantly in the end. I'm good. I'm very good.
Okay, that sounds good. The last time we were speaking, you were talking about retirement, ?
Well, I don't know about retirement. I mean, that's for really old people. I'm just old. I'm not really old. I'm just getting old. So, no, it's not about retirement. It's just about changing direction a little bit and, yeah, just taking a small break, really, or a pause, or a reassessment, you know, to revalue what I'm doing and look at what I'm doing and how I want to do things in the future. Because, yeah, I mean, 95% of plans and ideas and wishes with my career are just that. They're ideas and wishes, you know, and only about 5% ever materialize into anything finished, you know. That gets a bit disillusioning after a while, or a bit tiring, you know. You have so many plans and things you want to do. But they're always, now, what's the German word for this? They're always thwarted. Thwarted. I have to check that. They're always cut, you know, or stopped. They don't go beyond a certain point. So, yeah, it's just a time to reflect and look at different ways of doing things.
So does that mean that there will be no new music from Anne Clark anymore?
No, in fact, I'm working on a brand new project at the moment with a musician from Jena in eastern Germany. It's a really wonderful project that I really love, but in this time now, 2018, how do we do it? How do we record it? How do we release it? How do we perform it? You know, music industry's changed so much in the last, I'd say, even 5-10 years, you know, when it comes to issuing, to releasing material. So, yeah, I'm just really looking at how we're going to proceed with it, how we're going to go ahead with it. And also, of course, the old question of financing everything. There'll definitely be some more material. It's just when and how.
That's a good point. Are you a little bit sad if you think of the, let's say, great 80s with hits? You had really huge hits, I think, and you earned some money with that. Is that in any way possible today to earn money with music?
I don't know. I mean, it's very tricky. I mean, it's very tricky indeed. In fact, right at this moment, I've got yet another kind of record company that's just decided that it's not going to pay royalties that are due to me and to other artists. You know, they just get the money and they just, I don't know what they do. They sit in their offices and plan their holidays or their new cars, I think, and they just think, oh, yeah. And no, we won't pay the artists. It just seems it's standard behavior, you know. So from back in the 80s when I was, or should have been, I never did. David Harrow and I never did earn all the money we should have earned from these big hits. But whether it's then or whether it's now in 2018, you know, with smaller projects, it's just very difficult to get paid. And I think if you speak to any artists, I think, well, you know, unless you're speaking to Adele or Coldplay or, you know, I just think the vast majority of artists find it very difficult to earn money. But if you can, of course, it's a wonderful thing. And, I've managed to get by for nearly 40 years now. Not in quite the luxury some people think that I live in. But, you know, the thing is, it's something I love. I love to do it. And that goes beyond really earning vast sums of money.
Is it right that, again, back in the 80s, you had to release a record, or you released a record and made some promotion on a tour, which costs a lot of money, but afterwards you earned the money with the record, and today you make a record and now earn the money, let's say, on the street while touring? Is it vice versa?
I mean, everything has a contrary. I mean, it's so strange. In one way, with the internet, it's really wonderful, because at the beginning you do kind of feel that you're in control of your material completely. But as we know, you know, again, all these wonderful ideas and platforms that were created for artists, they've all been absorbed by the big companies who've taken control of them all again. So, yeah, there are ways. Touring is definitely a way to earn money, if you're lucky, not only from concerts, but from also selling, material to the public. But, yeah, that's the problem for me. Touring got very exhausting, you know. I mean, I've been doing it for, like I say, nearly 40 years now, and, yeah, it's physically very exhausting. I love it. I absolutely love it. I would be on tour all my life if I could, but, yeah, I just got so exhausted from it. So that's another reason for taking this break.
I'll Walk Out Into Tomorrow. It seems to be a strange title for a retrospective.
Well, you have to ask the filmmaker about that. That's his title. That's Klaus Wittrock's title. It's a line he's taken from one of my songs, Leaving. I don't know, in a way it kind of leaves this very positive, open possibility for the future, I think. Yes, the film itself is a retrospective, but when the film ends, I think it leaves this open possibility for the future.
Then please use the chance and tell us a little bit about the film, the movie.
Well, like I say, it's not my movie, it's about me, but it's not my movie. I was approached by this guy more than 10 years ago. He came along to a concert I was giving in Brussels, here in Belgium, and he said, oh, I would like to make a film about you. And I was like, okay, how, when, what? He said, well, you know, just a documentary of your life, what you're doing, and just to film you in your everyday life and your working life. And I kind of wondered how that was going to work, and discussed it with him, and said, well, you know, from when you're recording and touring and, yeah, making plans. So it started with that, really, a few months after that, when I began recording an album, The Smallest Acts of Kindness, in 2007. He began filming that, and then it just grew over a period of 10 years, which is quite amazing, really. And he filmed tours and recording sessions and interviews, and then eventually, yeah, it became more, we became closer friends, I guess, in a way, which is a smart move for a filmmaker, a documentary filmmaker, I suppose. And in the end it got very personal, I guess, in a way, and quite intimate in a way. And yeah, I mean, there's some things about it. There were points when we were filming where I really stopped him and said, no, you know, I don't want you to do this or film this. And then there were other points where, no, it felt really good to really have this possibility to express so much about what had gone on in the last years. I mean, I think it's a great privilege, in a way, to have your life recorded like that, to have one's life documented like that. So really, yeah, the public have to go and have a look at it and see what they make of it. I mean, I must say, so far I've been very pleasantly surprised by the response. It's been very positive.
And how is the film released? Where can I see it? How can I see it?
Well, there's these old-fashioned things called kino, called cinemas, picture houses. And they're these wonderful establishments, a little bit like theatres for the moving image. And at the moment, it's on general release in Germany. I think it's on in pretty much every city, from what I can gather, from kind of small art house independent cinemas to the multiplex cinemas. So you just have to have a look online or in the paper or when you're passing your cinema and see if it's on there.
And will there be a DVD release?
Yes, I think eventually there will be. But of course, you know, it's been produced for cinema, so I don't think that will be released for some time yet. But it will be eventually, yes.
Okay, we will stay informed. And let's come from music to cars. I've heard you have an old timer yourself.
I have two old-timers, really old-timers, only little ones, little tiny. I have a 1954 Austin A30. I don't know if you're familiar with either of these. And I also have a 1970s Morris Minor Traveller, which has this wooden frame at the back, which is great for the dogs. That's the dog's car. Yes, I love them. They're not possibly... I don't know if they're more environmental. Well, now that diesel has been proven to be the sin of all sins, I mean, these are benzene or petrol cars, and they've been modernized to have converters and everything in them. I don't know if...
Are both of the cars ready for daily use, or do you have to work on them?
Usually. Well, that's the thing. They're very a bit temperamental. Huh? Like, I guess you know that if you've got an old car, you know, everything seems fine, and they're doing their stuff. And yes, I try and use them daily in the summer, definitely, during the warmer months. But many a time I'm on the side of the road, you know, waiting for some assistance from the wonderful car people, where I just decide, no, I don't want to do this today. And then, yeah, the points and the plugs and the fuel lines and everything have to be checked again. But overall, they're pretty good. I have some lovely times in them. I really enjoy them.
Are these your only cars, or do you have a modern car for daily use if it has to go a little bit faster?
I do for traveling over to Europe and for really long journeys and fast journeys. You know, I mean, I think the top speed of, well, the Austin's top speed is about 70, 80 kilometers an hour, and the Morris Traveller isn't much more. So, yeah, they're not really for Formula One, you know.
Anne, okay, that was it for today. So everyone, go to the cinema, to the kino, to the movies, and watch I'll Walk Out Into Tomorrow, or listen to some of the older Anne Clark songs, I suppose. Anne, thank you very much for the interview.
You're welcome, Olli. Thank you very much, and greetings to all your listeners.
Diesen Beitrag gibt es natürlich auch zum Downloaden und Nachhören unter www.radio-oldtimer.de.
Radio Oldtimer. Die ganze Welt der Oldtimer und Youngtimer im Radio.